cuts in their health care. They still can't afford health care despite having private insurance because of the co-payments and the deductibles and those narrow networks. So we need to go to a system that fixes the health care system for everyone, and that's what's politically possible right now. Defending the Affordable Care Act looks like defending the status quo in health care, and that's not acceptable to most American
voters. Dr. Steffi Wohlhandler, what you're saying is too important. We're going to continue the conversation after the broadcast and post online at democracynow.org. Is there a road to single payer under President Trump? This is Democracy Now! Dr. Steffi Wohlhandler, founder of Physicians for a National Health Program. Thanks for joining us.
This is 90.7 KBOO Portland. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock, and the weather a bit tricky still. Freezing rain advisory in effect until 10 this morning for the greater Portland metro area. And then rain showers likely after 10 with a high near 39. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, more talk radio at 9 o'clock, the Old Mole Variety Hour with Clayton Morgeridge. He is hosting, and topics include universal basic income and envisioning a better world. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia. Headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein welcomes the author of The Grid, The Fraying Wires Between Americans and Our Energy Future. At 11 o'clock, Health Watch discusses the hidden cause behind a wide array of health problems with the author of The Thyroid Problem. And at 11:30, it's Between the Lines, a weekly radio news magazine. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, please become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on donate. It's 8:01.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of First 100 Days, United in Resistance. First 100 Days is a resource to support creative resistance to the Trump regime and takes place January 14th and 15th at the Portland Institute for Contemporary Art. There will be workshops on preparing for protests, interrupting oppression, creative protest tactics, and more, with the goal of strengthening our communities by channeling outrage into dynamic projects based on a deeper analysis of anti-colonial, anti-capitalist, anti-racist, and feminist histories. Again, that's First 100 Days, January 14th and 15th, at the Portland Institute for Contemporary Art, 415 Southwest 10th Avenue, Suite 300 in Portland. More information on the event can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, honey, you old gloomy sight. Good morning.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Real Cool Film Series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month is Lady Sings the Blues, showing Monday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. Diana Ross portrays jazz singer Billie Holiday in this biographical drama. The film depicts her early attempts at a singing career and her eventual rise to stardom, as well as her difficult relationships and drug addiction. Again, that's Lady Sings the Blues, Monday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Thank you. Rosetta. In my heart, dear, there's no one but you. You told me that you love me. You'd never leave me for somebody new. You made my whole life a dream. I prayed that you'd make it come true. Wow, Rosetta, my Rosetta, please say I'm the one dear for you. Carry on.
He's the lowest man
that I've ever seen. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you turns is like a faucet. It turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
Thank you. baby, standing in the back door crying. Yes, I left my baby, standing in the back door crying. She said, baby, you've got a home, long as I've got mine. She's gone and left me standing all alone. Yes, she's gone and left me standing all alone. Promised me that we'd get married on the day that she left home.
Oh, whoa. That works? KBOO Portland.
Thank you. I'm wearing doesn't hide the secret I've tried concealing. When he left, he promised me that he'd be back by the time it was revealing. The sun behind a cloud just cast a crawling shadow o'er the fields of clover. Time is running out for me. I wish that he would hurry back from Dover. He's been gone so long. When he left, the snow was deep upon the ground. And I have seen the spring and summer pass, and now the leaves are turning brown. Show itself, 'cause wedding's almost over. But I won't have a name to give.
hurry back from Dover. My folks weren't understanding when they found out. They sent me from the home place. My daddy said if folks found out, he'd be ashamed to ever show his face. My mama said I was a fool. She did not believe me when I told her that everything would be alright, 'cause soon he would be coming down from Dover. Him more than anything, and I could not refuse him when he needed me. He was the only one I'd loved, and I just can't believe that he was using me. Alone. Oh, he'll be coming down from Dover. My body aches, the time is here. It's lonely in the place where I am lying. A baby has been born, but something's wrong. It's much too still, I hear no crying. Strange way she knew she'd never have father's arms to hold her. And dying was a way of telling me he wasn't coming down from Dover.
Thank you. me then, I rub me then, I rub me then, I dig my feet in the ground. Some black man, 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 always hanging
man pushed the paper across the table. Mama signed it, though she's barely able, and money for a dead man's wife went to pay the company store. And the day my daddy died, he was one of two, but up at the mine, that's barely news. With evening coming on at the tavern, the same old whiskey poured. They call me Little Billy Black, and daddy ain't never coming back, though he come a-walking in my dreams. They call me Little Billy Black. Catch myself counting the cracks, running underneath a sagging beam. There's no living without my daddy's pay. When I took his job, I heard them laugh and say, Black should be every miner's name. And now I think he's the lucky one to die young. Coal dust works its way into your lungs, and they don't owe you nothing when they leave you lame. They call me Little Billy Black, and daddy ain't never coming back, though he come a-walking in my dreams. They call me Little Billy Black. Catch myself counting the cracks, running underneath a sagging beam. And groaning, those who do the digging never do the owning. Cold clothes flapping in a Colorado wind, a neighbor knocking with the news that the strike begins. Men we never seen before stand cradling their guns. And the stream in the ravine runs black from the mine. When they drove us off, crossed it one last time. Their faces dark as the coal with a doing of what they done. They call me Little Billy Black, and daddy ain't never coming back, though he come a-walking in my dreams. They call me Little Billy Black. Catch myself counting the cracks running underneath the sagging beam. Daddy's bones rest on easy on company land. His Winchester resting easy in my hand. Wagon jostles down the mountain road to the endless prairie stretched out in spring snow.
Cattle all stampeded in a wild and maddened run. For the boss's little daughter was holding on that side. She tried to check the cattle for the wild and dangerous ride. Beneath the lass's saddle early on that fatal morn, I'd place a scarlet blanket, a mistake I'll always mourn. When the cattle saw that blanket, it pricked their maddened brain. They bore down on the lassie, and death rode wild again. The boss's little daughter rode the best horse on the round, but he stumbled in a dog hole and threw her to the ground. The cattle thundered toward her, and she surely would have died. But someone spurred his cow horse like lightning to her side. He hung down from his pony and caught her from the ground. But the cinches broke beneath him and once more hurled him down. From the dust sprang Utah Carroll, a blanket waving gay. He led off at an angle and the cattle came his way. This task of his accomplished and the child safe on the side. He stopped to face the cattle, now wild and mad and tied. His pistol flashed like lightning and it sounded loud and clear. He failed to stop the cattle, but he dropped the leading steer. A thousand hoofs a-pounding and a thousand slashing horns snuffed out the life of Utah, the bravest hero born. In a far off western country where friends are few and dear, stands a humble little headstone neath the sky that's always clear. And the rancher's little daughter now often comes to pray for the man who died so freely to save her life that day.
Highwayman Cole Younger is my name. With deeds and desperation that brought my name to shame. Robbing of the Northfield Bank is a thing I'll never deny, but which I will be sorry of until the day I die. We started for old Texas, that grand old Lone Star State. Was there on the Nebraska prairies the James boys we did meet. With knives, gun, and revolvers we all sit down to play a game of good old poker to pass the time away. Across the Nebraska prairies a Denver train we spied. I says to Bob, we'll rob her as she goes rolling by. We saddled up our horses, northwestward we did go, to the godforsaken country called Minnesota-o. I had my eye on the Northfield bank when Brother Bob did say, Cole, if you undertake the job, you'll always curse the day. We stationed out our pickets, up to the bank did go. Was there up on the counter, boys, we struck our fatal blow. Saying, hand us out your money, sir, and make no long delay. We are the noted younger boys and spend no time in play. The cashier being as true as steel refuses a noted band. Was Jesse James that pulled a trigger that killed this noble man? We run for life, for death was near 400 on our trail. We soon was overtaken and landed safe in jail. Was there in a Stillwater jail we lay, wearing our lives away. Two James boys left to tell a tale of the sad and fatal day.
Where the Long Tom flows, rocks it high so the moss can grow. The children stand and soak their toes under the bridge where the Long Tom flows. With the gang you'll take a swim, rope hanging off the old oak limb. Don't be the last to swing on in under the bridge where the Long Tom flows. Under the bridge where the Long Tom, where a cool, cool breeze always blows, where old man time never goes, under the bridge where the Long Tom flows. On the bank, throw out that line, crowd about every time. Don't matter, you ain't got no dime, under the bridge where the Long Tom flows. Over the years when you come home, stand out on the banks alone. The years go by like skipping stones, under the bridge where the Long Tom flows. Under the bridge where the Long Tom flows, where cool, always blows, where old man time never...
90.7 KBOO Portland. Good morning. It's 8:57, and coming up, the Old Mole Variety Hour. Clayton Morgeridge hosts, and topics include universal basic income and envisioning a better world. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein welcomes the author of The Grid, The Fraying Wires Between Americans and Our Energy Future. At 11, Health Watch discusses the hidden cause behind a wide array of health problems with the author of The Thyroid Problem. And at 11:30, it's Between the Lines, a weekly radio news magazine. Freezing rain advisory in effect until 10 this morning for the greater Portland metro area, and then rain showers likely after 10. Thank you if you are a KBOO member for your generous support. And if you're not a member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on donate. It's 8:58. The Old Mole Variety Hour is next on KBOO.
In Oregon, a person with mental illness can be charged with a nonviolent crime and end up in a jail cell for months in a deteriorating mental state and without restorative treatment. Tune into Prison Pipeline on January 9th to hear Disability Rights Oregon's proposed legislation that will help people with mental illness who become entangled with the criminal justice system. That's Prison Pipeline, January 9th at 6:30 p.m. KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of Maggots and Men, Sunday, January 15th at 4:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. Maggots and Men is an experimental film set in post-revolutionary Russia, and it tells the story of the 1921 uprising of the Kronstadt sailors with a subtext of gender anarchy. This film is a benefit for Out There Adventures, whose mission is to cultivate leadership and build community for queer youth through adventure. Again, that's Maggots and Men, Sunday, January 15th, 4:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Good morning. You are tuned to KBOO here in Portland, where the time is now 9 o'clock and time for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I'm Clayton Morgridge. Our engineer is Patsy Kullberg. The mole is the beast that works underground to both expose and undermine the entrenched power structures that lie behind and below the surface of our commodified world. At the core of this world is the social arrangement we call capitalism, which gives the control of labor